Alcohol and Drug Helpline, there's always a need for this. There are a number of other helplines available along those lines. What's the point of difference that prompted you to actually set one up with Anglicare 6 months ago?
Well, this was a gap in Tasmania statewide, and since setting up, we've had a lot of response and use of the helpline. And given it's been a tough year in 2020 with COVID-19, we were able to establish over the Christmas period until February 8th a 24/7 helpline, which has been really well responded to and used. And its aim is to help those who are struggling under difficult circumstances.
Well, we know anecdotally evidence suggesting that alcohol consumption and I guess drug consumption for the same matter went up significantly during lockdown periods, and people have used it as a crutch. And was that the prompting to do that, to make it go 24/7, or was it because you're expecting that would increase in Christmas anyway?
Well, it can usually increase over Christmas anyway due to the pressures and the social events that happen. But I guess why we really thought that this was such a valuable service was a comment from Tasmanian Ambulance over the lockdown period in March on the northwest, and you know they were saying that they were overrun and didn't have anyone to refer to after hours.
Oh,
so it was
right.
Really worked hard to try and provide a service that can help after hour services and people that need to talk to someone straight away if they're struggling.
When you started, it was a 9-to-5 service. Now it's 24/7, and because the demand is there, and I'd imagine we're going to be feeling the effects of the pandemic for quite some time. The demand probably isn't going to drop off after February the 8th when the funding runs out.
No, I doubt that it will. I think it will be an ongoing demand, and we're really hopeful that we can show that this is a valuable service within our community and can help families and individuals and service providers working after hours as well.
It's interesting you mentioned families too, because when we know, when someone has an alcohol or a drug problem, it doesn't just affect them, it affects their family and their loved ones and people close to them. And it doesn't have to be the person themselves that necessarily contacts the hotline. It can be someone else, like a member of a family or a loved one.
Yes, because we don't always know the different resources out there and different programs that can help. So we provide all that information and different strategies, to help the individuals or to help family members get help for people they're concerned on.
Yeah, sometimes that's the only way. Some people, they won't help themselves, or it just needs someone from their family to sort of prompt them a little bit by saying, look, I rang the Anglicare 24 hotline service and this is what they said they could do for you. I mean, that sometimes can be the start of something good, can't it?
Yes, and it's also just the different services that are out there. You don't often know what's out there until you actually need the service. So we can help with referrals to other programs as well and inform people of how other programs can help them.
Terrific. Jodie, it's a fantastic service. I hope you get the funding to keep it going on that 24/7 basis for a long time more. As I said, we're going to be needing it going down the track, because the effects of the pandemic are going to be felt for more than just the period of the pandemic itself. The number, we'll give it a plug for you, 1800 161 266. And important to point out that it's free and, of course, it's confidential.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark.